The Ice Maze, Book 3 in the Kingdom of the Lost series, written and read by Isabel Carmody. Red Wing floated like an ember against the pale grey sky, the great scarlet and black sweep of her wings so beautiful that it seemed to Billy that a hand reached into his chest and squeezed his heart. Yet he wished she had not taken flight. It was a reminder that all too soon she would leave them, winging her way west through the high mountain passage the diggers called the Flyaway. Without wings, he, Schluti, the injured monster, and the little diggers accompanying them had no choice but to continue along the feet of the great jagged line of mountains until they reached the end. Only then could they too turn west. Seeing Schluti striding along with Flugel, bending his head to listen to the he-digger, Billy thought about when they first met the diggers. Schluti had been unable to quiet in his mind enough to hear the meaning of their words, let alone to understand and use the gestures that were part of their language. Now, they were so accustomed to using digger words and gestures that they often spoke to one another that way. Billy admired Schluti's yellow fur that shone so boldly bright and warm in a world turned chill and colourless. It was strange that the desert they had crossed to reach the mountains had been white, yet the dazzling sunlight and blue sky had contrived to turn shadows pooled in the lee of the dunes, deepest indigo and blue and violet, and at sunset the white dune tips blushed pink and red and gold. Even the moon shadows had been shifty greens and blues. But the stone-studded black plain that stretched along the mountain range seemed to swallow the light rather than reflect it, and the sky was always cast over with a milky veil that never let them get a glimpse of the blue beyond. At night, it hid the moon and stars so that they had been unable to travel except in daylight. This slowed them badly, because the days had grown shorter since they'd left the digger settlement. On the plain, where they had lived in their cottage, the days got shorter in winter too, but the sky had been blue, and the sun shone down, even if it lacked warmth. Here, at the foot of the mountains, day was no more than the time it took the veiled sun to rise a little way above the horizon, move in a short, flat arc from east to west, and sink from sight again.